Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us here today on hopefully what is your favorite radio show to start your day.
Yeah, start your day in an empowering way, as we like to say. And that's a little different than your usual morning zoo. So we are so grateful that we're speaking to you in your cars on your way to work, or, you know, maybe smearing that makeup. What can I say? Ooh.
Be careful doing that if you're driving. Well, we just want to remind you that the African Children's Choir is going to be in the Port Angeles area and the Squim area, which is over on the peninsula. And this is a group that raises money to educate these African children. This choir is phenomenal. They've performed before the Queen and all sorts of incredible places. It's donations only, and all you have to do is go to our website and click on events. All the information is there and how you can get tickets, but it's going to be at the Revolution Church in Port Angeles on the 19th at 7 p.m., and it's going to be at the Squim High School on Friday, September 28th at 7 p.m. So check it out.
Well, you have heard us talk about Expo West, which is a natural products show that happens every year on the West Coast. Well, this week it's Expo East. It's happening in Baltimore. So we'll be expecting to hear a lot about what the sway is this year and what's coming out. But one of the things that we wanted to remind you of is that Reg Active, which is distributed by Essential Formulas, one of our sponsors, has been getting a lot of accolades. And it is now more widely available in stores, but is available online. And just remember, it supports glutathione production, and it's glutathione that's the body's master antioxidant. And that's really what's important. If that's not working, then so many other things aren't. So just thought I'd throw that in because we're excited to hear what's going on, and we'll be reporting on it next week. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, so many of us look at the current state of our humanity, point fingers, and demonize others. Perhaps we need to look at a little closer at ourselves. And we'll talk to psychotherapist Judith Barr about her newest book, How Did We Get There? Our refusal to know the truth about ourselves.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
So we hope you're ready for the truth. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny. That was a great introduction today. And yes, we're going to be talking about the truth. But first, welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we're making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together one listener at a time, and that listener is you.
Well, our special guest today is someone that has a very timely message and a new book out there, and it's called How Did We Get Here? Our Refusal to Know the Truth About Ourselves, and, you know, thus Benny's intro. And that is Judith Barr. Now, Judith Barr is a depth psychotherapist. She's known as the midwife to the soul, and is a licensed professional counselor with a private practice in Connecticut. But for over 40 years, she's done innovative work that's helped change people's lives from the inside out. Over the years, our years here on Conscious Talk, she's been a favorite of ours. She wrote the book Power Abused, Power Healed, and also writes a blog called Polypsych, where she talks about the connection between our personal traumas and healing our communal traumas. And, you know, we're really excited to talk about her newest effort. So, Judith, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Thank you so much, Rob. Thank you so much, Brenda. I am delighted to be back here with you.
Well, we're certainly delighted to have you. And I think our first question for you, Judith, is why did you write this book? And what was the importance of it or the impetus of it for you to do it?
I have several answers. The deepest answer is I was profoundly, deeply called to write it. And when I am called, I always say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Behind that is people kept saying, both in my life and on the radio and on the television and in print, how did we get here? Like, people did not know how we got here, and they were offering all sorts of different explanations, and I kept going, I know how we got here.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt like it was my responsibility to share what I know about how we got here that's deeper than what other people are saying. It's deeper than politics. It's deeper than economics. It's deeper than prejudice. It's deeper than misogyny. It's deeper than patriarchy. It's just the deepest thing I know about how we got here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as we know, in our culture, we like to look at symptoms. You know, we think that we can sweep them under the rug and everything's handled. And we've been from natural health to through everything else in our lives, looking at the consciousness, looking at what is the real cause, what's beneath all of this, is obviously the most important thing to us. So we were really struck by this book because you go back to something that seems quite basic, and that is how we've all been abused. So maybe you could bring us, you know, start us down that road.
About how we've all been abused.
Yeah, trauma.
Yeah, the trauma that we've all had.
Maybe you start with reading a little bit about Once Upon a Time, which you have in your book, to help describe the reenactment of that trauma.
I would love to do that. Once upon a time, there was a leader, and I'm just going to take a pause here a minute, Brenda and Rob, and say this leader could be the leader of a country, the leader of a company, the leader of a religion, the leader of a family. It could be the leader of any group. Once upon a time, there was a leader, and in this book, this could be the leader of any country, here, there, anywhere. This could be a man, a woman, black, white, old or young. For our exploration, I'll make this leader a man. He created trauma for his people every day, more and more each day. His people were suffering. They cried out to him. They appealed to him. They begged him to stop hurting them. He didn't. He refused. There was no way he was going to stop. He didn't know why. There was no way he was even going to wonder why. That's just how he was. That's just how it was going to be. Little did he know that he was causing suffering to his people in the same ways his father caused him suffering as a little boy. Little did he care to know that he was reenacting for himself and all to see the ways in which his father caused him suffering in his childhood. He belittled and humiliated his people, even his advisors, as his father had him. He lied to his people the way his father had lied to him and other members of the family. He threatened his people the way his father had threatened him. He violated his people and the trust they needed to have in him, the way his father had violated him and his trust. He attacked his people the way his father had attacked him. And he exiled his people the way his father had exiled him. The leader betrayed his people just as his father had betrayed him.
And therein is the core issue that this book addresses here, Judith. And yet no one, at least no one on national TV or cable television is or radio is able to even get close to the core of what the problem is, and that is looking at ourselves.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, it's so in our face on so many levels, and as you said, in so many ways, it's become so acculturated that in our society that it almost seems like too obvious that we sort of slough it off and go, oh, you know, that's just too easy. But there it is.
Yes, looking right at that self.
I think it's normalized. You said acculturated. The word I use is normalized. And I think we're blinded to it, by our own traumas. Mm-hmm. I go on in the book even in this section, I go on to explain that nobody is able to stop him and nobody is able to take in what he's doing, because in order to do that, you have to be able and willing and have the help to look at and go back to and work through and heal your own traumas. Mm-hmm. And if you're not willing to do that, you are blinded to what's happening and to what your part is in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think we're blinded too, Judith, and correct me if you don't agree, but we're blinded to how much we project our beliefs, our feelings, our experiences onto others, and point fingers and blame others for triggering certain things that are going on inside of us, and we can't handle the pain. I feel like a big part of it is we can't handle the pain.
Yeah,
and
that,
so we project it.
Yeah, and that really is the point of what we are doing. It's our personal trauma that is now being placed upon the larger stage, as it
were. Yeah, enacted on the larger stage of life today, and it's really in our face today, as we know.
Absolutely.
That's actually the good news, right?
It's the good news, because if it's right in our face and we're willing to look at it and see it, we can utilize it to heal. There's a spiritual tradition known as the poison is the medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And the poison is, so to speak, it's not really poison, but poison if we don't deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
The poison is the trauma we experience and we haven't been willing or able to work with, to see, to feel, to work with, to work through. And so it escalates and escalates and goes further and out into the world, and we play a part of it going further out into the world.
Yeah.
Well, we're here
with...
We're going to take a quick break, Judith. We're here with Judith Barr. The book is How Did We Get Here? And we'll be back after these messages.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Just because it's simple doesn't mean it's insignificant.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural, healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Find our app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store and take us with you wherever you go. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
And welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Talk. And, you know, we always like to point out the fact that there's a lot on our website when it comes to information. And primarily, it's the guests that we talk to. We've been talking, this is our 18th year on the air. And so we literally have talked to thousands of people, thousands of individuals, those people that we really consider on the cutting edge, you know, not necessarily the ones that you hear about every day, but the ones that are really doing the work on the ground. And those are the ones that we look for, and the books we read, and their thoughts that really mean a lot to us, because that's how we learn right along with you. And today we're talking with Judith Barr. You can find out more about Judith and her really wonderful work that she's been doing for years. That she's one of the more dedicated people that we know. You can go to judithbarr.com. That's judithbarr.com. And, of course, just put her name in the search engine at conscioustalk.net, and the show she's been with us over the last few years will be there, and her information. I'm Rob Spears.
I'm Brenda Michaels, and yes, we are talking to Judith Barr today. She is our special guest, and we're talking about her new book, and the book is How Did We Get Here? How did we get here? And this is what we are really discussing. And Judith, it's refreshing to speak to someone, and we get, as Rob said, the privilege of doing this every day, to people that really understand that everything that is going on in their own personal lives and outwardly or outpictured in the world, we are creating. We are creating it. It's not happening to us. And we always say it's happening for us. And even this crisis that we're all going through with this administration and with climate change and everything that's going on, we all have a hand in it. And you read about in your first chapter, Once Upon a Time, about how the traumas from childhood get carried forward when we're wounded. Can you elaborate on that a little bit more?
First, I just want to say, refer to some things you said before. You talked about that we project,
mm-hmm.
and you talked about that we can't handle the pain.
Mm-hmm.
And when we are children, we can't handle the pain of the traumas we're experiencing. But when we grow up, if we haven't handled them, if we haven't had the help to handle them, and if we don't get the help to handle them, we keep reenacting them. We keep recreating them.
Mm-hmm.
The projection you talked about is one example. If we think that we are the good ones and they are the bad ones, it's not because they are the bad ones. It's not because we are the good ones. It's because each of us has both. I don't usually think of it, people as good and bad, but we each have good and bad in us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a little girl or a little boy will try to be a good little girl or a good little boy to keep mommy or daddy from abusing them. But that little girl, little boy, is not safe enough with an abusive mommy and daddy to be able to say out loud, express out loud the anger they feel, the way they want to strike back at mommy and daddy, the way they want to hurt mommy and daddy back. And so that gets buried along with the memory of the fear and the pain of the trauma. And the other gets made bad, and they stay the good ones. And that we're seeing that all around us today, not just in our country, but all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things I talk about in my book is the place where we have in us currents of cruelty. I call it the little fascists. I was taught this when I began my training years and years and years ago. And what made me really feel like I had to put this in the book was, again, I kept hearing the media and colleagues and other people in my life. Wonderfully, none of the people I work with said this, but I kept hearing other people say, this isn't who we are. And I kept saying under my breath, or sometimes out loud, if I was like watching TV, listening to the radio, oh, yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is who we are. It's not all of who we are, but it is definitely part of who we are. We do have cruelty in us.
Mm-hmm.
We do have places in us that want to hurt or torture other beings, and specifically for the purpose of enjoying the vulnerability, the powerlessness, the helplessness of the other being. And, of course, underneath that is because that's what we experience. When we were little, we experienced somebody hurting and torturing us when we were vulnerable, when we were powerless, when we were helpless. But the two exist together inside us, and if we don't own both and we don't really work with the feelings from both, we're stuck there, we're trapped there, and we contribute to keeping our society trapped there.
Yeah, that actually, that makes a lot of sense. And it made me think of, we often hear, and I know Abraham Lincoln had referred to this, and we heard President Obama refer to the idea of our better angels.
Mm-hmm.
If we have better angels, we have some that maybe, you know, are a little bit darker. So it's included in that. Well, you talked about how
can I just add to that, Rob?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
It is included in that, but again, what I haven't heard anybody say was, you can't just hope that you act on your better angels. You
right.
can't just hope that that's where you will come from. You have to work with both.
Mm-hmm.
It is our responsibility. Talk about responsibility. It's our responsibility to do the work with both our good angels, better angels, and our not so better angels.
Yeah, right. That's right. Well, and in the spiritual circles, that's been referred to a lot as kind of our shadow side mm-hmm. and shadow work, that mm-hmm. kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But I really love how you're bringing it right out into where we live, and because we don't look there. It's so funny. You know, we compartmentalize so much.
Well, we don't look there often because of the shame that we feel, and the shame that's obviously we've heaped on ourselves and maybe even been heaped on from other people. So the shame of owning it, and I know you said seeing it, Judith, and I like to use the words own it. Mm-hmm. Because when I first started doing this work, I could intellectually understand where I was wounded. I could see it. I could intellectually understand it. But I couldn't quite yet own it. It took a while to own it. So do you understand the difference there? And I'm sure you do with your clients, correct?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And how I do it is I help them go into the feelings and express the feelings here safely with me.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't act them out in the world outside, but they have a chance to bring it out from a feeling place. That's how we mm-hmm. really own it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what does it look like, the little fascist or the fascist within us? It could be a big one as we grow.
As an adult.
Yeah. What does it look like? How are we acting this out?
How are we acting this out?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of the major things I'm seeing is people are ripping off permission, that's the phrase I use, from people who are out and out lying and blaming and calling people names and being aggressive and hostile and even violent. People mm-hmm. are ripping off permission to bring their little fascists out from the buried place inside them and act it out in their own ways, whether it's in actual life or it's on the internet or it's in their own fantasies. That's one of the pieces. Mm-hmm. I think another piece of place that's getting acted out is by people pushing it away and saying, this isn't us.
Mm-hmm.
And hiding
denial.
Mm-hmm. Denial, hiding it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, people are ashamed of it. Yes, people are afraid of it. And yes, if people really know about it, it is going to trigger their own trauma, because my experience is the little fascist in us is actually a defense against the trauma we grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a multi-layered thing. And but it still has to be done, because you can't just pretend you're just the wonderful person who doesn't want to have this cruelty in our lives. You have to deal with the cruelty in you and the cruelty you experience.
Mm-hmm.
Does that answer your question, Rob?
Yes. We just so often don't... just can't cop to the fact of our capabilities in all of those areas. And even though, we just see it in so many ways. You know, mm-hmm. I cheat because somebody else cheats, or
yes.
this and that. Well, we're talking about something that's very important today with Judith Barr, and it's all in her new book, How Did We Get Here? Well, she knows the answer, and she explores it. And we will explore it more when we come back.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Millions just like you suffer from urinary conditions like overactive bladder, urgency, frequency, and infection. You want to avoid antibiotics and go natural, but you just can't drink the amount of cranberry needed to move the problem on. Urinary tract rescue with BioPH is the perfect solution. This formula combines the concentrated phytochemicals of cranberry with BioPH, a highly alkalizing ingredient. Urinary tract rescue repels urinary infections in two ways. The concentrated phytochemicals in the cranberry help prevent bacteria from clinging to tissue, while BioPH increases the bioavailability of cranberry and reduces the acid level in urine that irritates the tissue and allows for infection in the first place. Stop suffering. Rescue yourself with Urinary Tract Rescue. You'll find Urinary Tract Rescue at Vitamin Life in Redmond or online at vitaminlife.com. For more information, go to powersofph.com.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, where meditation is our medication.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power PH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then, you'll be amazed on how PowerPH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. PowerPH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If PowerPH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA, BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Wondering what's on next on Alternative Talk 1150? Check out 1150kknw.com.
And welcome back, folks. Thanks for being here today with us on Conscious Talk Radio that makes a difference. And today, our very special guest, we are talking with Judith Barr about her brand new book, How Did We Get Here? And, you know, we are talking about how we got here. Judith, we're talking about personal responsibility in healing our traumas. And I think one of the most important things that you brought out in the last couple segments was we all have the ability to be cruel. We all have that ability. We all have the ability to hate. We all have that ability to destroy. to be violent and destructive, and to even, I would think, to kill. It's all there within us, because we're all of it, and we so often either we don't admit it, or we don't own it, or we don't want to feel it, or even if we've never done any of that, we all still have those capabilities. And and I wanted you to talk a little bit today about what's led up to a lot of this exposure now, which is the patriarchy. And Rob had mentioned that you had something in your book that was kind of, that we thought was very interesting, is that women usually don't think that they have anything to do with patriarchy. What say you?
What say I? I say that is not true. I say we all have to do with patriarchy. The places in the patriarchy where women were wounded, they have to do with patriarchy. Their defenses against the wounding, their responses to the wounding, the places where they stop feeling because of the wounding and the trauma of the patriarchy, ends up with their contributing to and actually feeding the patriarchy. And one example I can give is if you grow up with a mother with whom it's not safe to feel, because she grew up with a mother with whom it wasn't safe to feel, because they all grew up with the patriarchy, then it's not just the men who don't feel because it's not safe to feel. It's also the women who also teach the children. So it's all of us.
Yeah, and that's what we have to keep coming back to, that we can't exclude ourselves. Even those of us, Judith, and you can comment on this, that have done a lot of deep work in our lives. We mention this on the show a lot. We're still a work in progress. So we still have more work to do, and it's ongoing, correct? We don't reach this pinnacle place and go, okay, I'm perfect.
Not a chance.
Yeah.
Not a chance. There are a lot of therapists who do not continue to do their own work. And I find that appalling and heartbreaking, because how can you help the people you work with, help your clients go to the deep, painful places in themselves if you don't keep doing that in yourself? And I will be doing my own work till the day I die.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
And yeah.
Hopefully, I will be working with other people till the day I die.
Yeah.
And I don't think the two can be separated.
Right.
Right. That really is something that's been coming up more and more with the people that we have on the show. This realization that as long as we're on the planet, we need to be learning, we need to be working on ourselves, we need to be understanding who we really are. And, you know, odds are that's not going to happen in one lifetime, but we keep working on it because it keeps shifting. There's always, you know, we looked at our society, and for the last so many years, Brenda and I have been saying, well, you know, this is great. Things are getting transparent. Things are coming, boiling up and coming to the surface. And we actually, I know underneath it all, kept thinking, okay, well, it's finally going to get to a point, you know, where all of this stops. And then you discover that there is another level and another level and another level. So this is a process.
And this is what we are experiencing right now. And I want to bring out one more point, Judith, and you can comment on this. And part of why the denial is so huge, and I brought up the shame earlier, is underneath all of that is a belief that there's something wrong with us. If we carry all these negative traits, and, you know, that there's got to be something wrong with us. And maybe you can quickly comment on that.
So I do want to say something about what Rob said before about how it's ongoing. That's because we're limitless beings.
Right.
And I could have said, I will be doing this till the day I die. I was going to say and beyond, but I stopped short of that. So I'm going to add beyond. We are limitless beings. So
yes.
Why would we want it to end? Why would we want our search for ourselves and our finding out the truth about ourselves to end?
Yes.
And in answer to what you're saying, Brenda,
Hold that answer, Judith, because we are up against a break. We're going to run off really quickly, and then you can answer that when we come back. You're listening to Conscious Talk.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven PowerPH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Conscious Talk, where love is the answer, no matter the question.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Get inspired every hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and we are here today with one of our favorite people, you know, because she is a depth psychotherapist. And, you know, there aren't that many of them around anymore. You know, our pop culture has taken over so many of those roles. But we're talking about this beautiful book written by Judith Barr. It's very illuminating. It's called How Did We Get Here? It's our refusal to know the truth about ourselves.
And Judith, I asked you the question prior to going to the break about a core belief that we have found in every single client we've worked with. We found it in ourselves. We see it a lot, and that is a fundamental belief that there's something wrong with us. And my question to you is, if we carry that belief, if that belief is not healed, is that belief alone going to keep us stuck excuse me, in our denial that we are wounded and that there are deep wounds, whether they're in our conscious or not, that are begging to be healed?
So my answer is yes, that will keep us stuck. And beyond that, I find it more empowering to teach people that those aren't only core beliefs, that they are core early decisions we made about ourselves even before we had words.
Mm-hmm.
And because they are decisions, and we decided that, they have a force stronger than belief. And they also have an upside that then we are empowered to change those decisions. But it's not just in our minds, it's a very deep thing.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found is there's not only that decision that there's something fundamentally wrong with me, but there's also a place where, as children, we decided, you know, unconsciously, to hold on to that decision because it was less painful to believe there's something wrong with me and more empowering to think it's me so I can change it than it is to feel the pain of being at the mercy
Yeah, and you know, I think that was a really important point, because that's where the hope is. If we understand that it is a decision, and it was our decision, then we get to change our mind, so to speak.
And, you know, as you were saying that, Judas, it tracked back to this punishment thing, that we believe that we need to be punished and that we do get punished as children. And like you said, even before we speak, we might be punished for something. And that right there, I think, starts to percolate that thought that there's got to be something wrong with us. Why is Daddy and Mommy hurting me?
Yeah, it's hard to be a limitless being in what we, you know, when we're sort of forced into those little boxes.
Yes. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Children try to make sense even before they have the words and the ability to think things through. They try to make sense of this crazy-making situation.
Yeah, and that's the game here on the planet, apparently. You know, Judith, we want people to read this book. The book is How Did We Get Here? And for them to really understand, because you take them step through, you know, step by step through, you know, who we are, really, and how we start to excavate that inner landscape. We can't, you know, get it all out there.
So does the book offer hope for people? Is there hope?
Yes, the book offers hope. Yes, I offer hope. And yes, there is hope. I think the despair and the hopelessness comes in the tragedy of if we don't do the work. Because if we just continue to live with the trauma underground within ourselves, then from that underground trauma, we keep creating more trauma. And so to me, the hope is, let's face the trauma inside that happened long ago instead of creating more trauma for today and tomorrow and the day after that. And so to me, that is the hope, that we have the power to heal this and stop escalating the trauma and the destruction. And that hope lies within ourselves, each of us.
You know, we understand that it takes a while to write a book, and it takes a lifetime of sifting through the things that you've learned from your own life that are put into the book. So time has gone on since you actually wrote this. Have you had further thoughts? And I'm sure you have.
Or you care to say anything else, share anything else with us?
I feel an urgency in terms of what's happening. I've seen people create escalated things, and I've seen our society create escalations. So I feel an urgency for healing, and I just feel like I want to do whatever I can to help us heal this. And so the things that keep coming to me are mostly at this point questions. How can I do more? How can I help more? How can I reach people? How can I help people realize that the fears from their childhood aren't now as frightening as the things that we're creating? And how can I offer the hope that it is possible to heal it?
And as we know and we've experienced personally, it's why we do this show, is we feel that urgency. But even beyond that, we've done, you know, we've worked on ourselves and continue to work on ourselves and understand, yes, it's scary. And yes, it can be challenging and difficult. But it is the only way through what we face within ourselves. It's the only way through it. We can't hide from it, and we can hide to a degree. And this is what we're seeing in the world, where you know, millions and billions of us have been hiding far too long, and now it's being outpictured in a lot of reenactments of that trauma in a million different ways.
Yeah, and it is really, it is work
yes.
To do this. But it's very fulfilling work.
Very rewarding.
Yeah.
Incredibly. And I want people to know that, Judith, because, you know, I was resistant to doing the work too. It took cancer and almost dying for me to be willing. We would prefer that people not push it that far if possible. Yes.
I heard something this morning that was kind of illustrative of those sort of things. It's like this hurricane coming on the East Coast, and it's this very large hurricane. And I actually felt it this morning myself. I went, oh, thank God. You know, the winds now have died down. They're only 110 miles an hour. and then I read something this morning, and somebody said, well, okay, you might, so the winds have died down a little, so you might compare it to being hit by a train versus hit by a cement truck. But it's how we bargain. It's how we, you know,
how we
avoid and rationalize.
Mm-hmm. Well, Brenda, you said, yes, it's scary. And my response is, yes, it's scary, but that's part of being alive.
Yes.
Feeling our feelings, including our fear.
Mm-hmm.
And if we let ourselves feel the fear, then there is a change that happens inside us that then outpictures into the outer world too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Love your word outpicturing. I use that all the time. So,
And I'm glad you brought that up about the fear, because yes, it's scary, but it is part of life. You can't spend your life hiding from things that scare you, because eventually they're going to catch up with you, and that's what we're seeing.
Yeah, and if you want to look for some inspiration in kind of a worldly way, we often hear from people that accomplish amazing physical things, like athletes, and when people say, wow, I'd be too afraid to do that, and they say, well, they're terrified.
Yes.
You know, but they do it anyway.
Absolutely. You know? Well, folks, we just want to remind you, the book is How Did We Get Here? Our Refusal to Know the Truth About Ourselves by Judith Barr. You can learn more about Judith by going to her website, Judith Barr, that's BARR.com. You can click on the book on our website and take you to Amazon. You can purchase it there, or you can purchase it off of Judith's site as well. And Judith, thank you so much for writing such an amazing book. It's perfect timing. Really appreciate your love and compassion and wisdom. Thank you for joining us. And folks, thank you as always. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Way, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat. And then I take another 2 servings of One World Way and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Way comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Breathe deep. You're listening to Conscious Talk, where love is in the air.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.